Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Evening. Happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12, 2024. We're broadcasting from the wonderful city of Atlanta. Hello, hello, and happy Mother's Day to each one of you. Well, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I know we have listeners, new listeners each week, so I always want to just take a second to answer that question. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And, of course, we thank Charles I and II of England because they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos to Charles I and II. Well, we are celebrating Mother's Day this evening. And we actually, you may have heard, I don't know, probably two songs playing, which was the song Mama by Boyz II Men was playing. But for some reason, You Are My Peace kicked in. So obviously that tells me that evidently when you think of your mothers, you think of Doe. But excited, so excited about this show this evening. Oftentimes there are mothers or there may be women who have not, you know, biologically they may not biologically have children, and sometimes they feel left out. So I'm always wanting to make sure that everybody is, you know, is encouraged. And so just because you do not have biological children, you have not given birth, I know that you have spoken certainly into the lives of others to encourage and to inspire, to help and assist and mentor. So this show is for you also, and thank you so much. And I'm sure that there are people who say the same, thank you. You know, you're like a mother to them. So certainly do not feel left out whatsoever. I want to bring on my co-host. She's no stranger to the show. You've heard her many, many, many times. And her name is Minister Jacqueline Sukrum. And I'm going to check and see how she's doing. And guys, you know I always get really excited and jump right in. You can certainly join the conversation at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894, and we will certainly begin picking up these calls. Minister Jacqueline, how are you? I'm fine. Good night to everyone, and happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Happy Mother's Day, absolutely. And you know what? I always like the backstory. I always like to give, you know, some sort of a backstory to whatever we're talking about, especially when it's a holiday. But the backstory to Mother's Day is when Mother's Day actually began, right? The idea actually started in America when a woman called Anna Jarvis. She held a small memorial service for her own mother on May 12th in 1907. And soon after, most places in America were observing the day, and in 1914, the U.S. president made it a national holiday, celebrated on the second Sunday of May. And again, her name was Anna Jarvis. So that's how long we've been celebrating Mother's Day. Yes, yes, yes. So listen, also, I do want to say this. I'm probably about a week and a half, maybe almost 2 weeks ago, God put on my heart to begin to pray for those mothers who have lost children, because oftentimes we don't really hear too much, you know, celebrations of and remembering them. And you know what, Jacqueline, I sat down and I just started a list so I can, you know, start praying for these mothers. And do you know what I came up with? And these are mothers that I personally know. And there are 11 names on my list that I personally know that has lost a child. And although I don't, I know. I don't personally know how that feels, but I know that you do. So yeah. I know that, you're certainly going to be ministering this evening, because we want to remember, and it's okay to remember and, you know, to talk about, you know, your child. And, you know, like I said, I can only imagine, you know, that pain, because I know, you know, some of the ladies on the list lost their child. They were actually murdered. And then some, you know, succumbed to sicknesses. And it's just, you know, but, you know, like I said, God just really put it on my heart to begin praying and interceding for them. And then I know, again, that, you know, you've experienced it, and I'm just so sorry. And I know you've talked about, you know, your loss on the show before, and it actually sharing that, I remember the feedback that I received at that time about, you know, how you were so encouraging to, you know, some of the other parents that had lost children. So that's the main reason that I am just so glad that, you know, when I asked you if you would come to be able to do that, I'm just so grateful for you to do that. And I want to, something I want to read, it's kind of wild because this is a post that I made about children and the unlimited love we normally have for our children, especially as mothers, not saying that fathers don't, but since it's Mother's Day, you know, that's why I'm kind of specifically speaking of mothers right now. And then, by the way, guys, listen, according to, and I always find this funny, according to Webster's Dictionary of the actual definition, if you will, of mother, is two words, according to Webster, female parent. Now, we can all laugh about that, right? Because we know it's just, there's so many other definitions of mother. Besides female parent, you know, teacher, chauffeur, you know, doctor, nurse. So it's just so many things you can think of. Lawyer, the secretary, you know, just so many, so many. But anyway, I always kind of get a little kick out of that when I see that that definition, and that's it. But I want to really quickly just kind of read this, and then I'm going to start picking up callers. I do see you on the board. Thank you so much. And I'm going to come right to you. The name of this was Unlimited Love for Children. And I just said, mothers have the innate ability to nurture children. When we look at children, what do we see? Do we see our child or grandchild or niece or nephew? Do we see a nose like the father's, a smile like the mother's? Yes, this is a way of looking at children, but if this is the only way we look at them, then we do not really see them. We are seeing them as projections of ourselves and our families, not they really are. Every child is a unique creation drawn to this particular place in life at this particular time. Each one looks like someone in the family, perhaps, but it's a brand new creation. Each child has a very unique pattern to unfold, a personal destiny to fulfill, a personal reason for being, a unique place in God's perfect scheme of things. How can we help children to express the greatness that is inherent in them? How can we help them to enter into life without fear? How can we help them to keep their childlike wonder, their total trust, their unquestioningly faith, their capacity for love? There are many things we can teach our children. There are many things we teach them without being aware of it. We do not need to teach a child to love. Each one comes into the world with an instinct for love. Every child responds to warmth of a loving atmosphere, to loving words naturally and happily. Children bring love into the world, and they are happy children when they find themselves in a climate of love. So that was really the first part that I shared. And this was back in 2020. I'm so glad I was looking, and I saw a reminder of this post. And I just, you know, it's just really amazing how, you know, and we talk about that quite a bit, that children really, you know, they don't necessarily always learn from what we say, but more for what they see us do and how, you know, we make them feel and that kind of thing. So I just wanted to share that. And again, everybody, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Mother's Day. Hope you had a wonderful day. I want to go to the phones and start picking up. Thank you so much for calling. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. You will know that I am referring to you. And you guys, you can certainly, you know, call in and share, you know, whatever you would like to share about moms. We'll be talking about moms past, present, or, you know, stepmoms, I think called bonus moms, grandmothers. So the last four digits, 7777 of this phone number, 7777, hello.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you today? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I'm doing well. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to make a comment on my situation that I
mm-hmm.
learned over the years. My mother passed a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I used to always think that, you know, my mom didn't love me, but I loved my mom so much. And what I've learned since, that my mom loved me the only way she knew how to love. And sometimes we think our parents don't love us, but a lot of times our parents don't know how to show the love because they was never shown love. So they do the best they can with what they do know. And sometimes, like me, myself, don't see it till years later and say, wow, you know, my mom did the best that she could and the best she knew how. And that being said, I understand my mom better. And I wish, you know, if I knew now what I know back then, it wouldn't that I'd appreciate her more, because I appreciate her to the highest for being mom. Because, you know, mom went through and endured a whole lot for us, my sisters, my siblings, myself. And sometimes we're just so caught up that we don't see what we have in our mothers. Praise them enough. We don't tell them we love them enough. We don't sometimes show that we love them enough. And vice versa. They do the best that they can with what they have and what they know. And it came to my attention that, you know, maybe my mother was never shown the love. And if she was never shown the love that she needed, I was looking for something that she didn't have, but she gave what she had. And it made me just appreciate my mother more. And I just would like to say, Mom, I love you. And thank you, man.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. And you're absolutely right. We do what we know to do. And whether it's good, bad, or indifferent is what we oftentimes, we follow those patterns oftentimes. We oftentimes will either follow that pattern or we'll try to go against that pattern in reverse. But I agree with you that if you have never been shown love, then it certainly can be challenging for you to show it, right? And I agree with you. I tend to think that I believe that we do the best that we can. And there could be, you know, other variables of things that come into play with that. But I do believe we do, as humans, and especially as women, mothers, nurturers, we do the best that we can. And I oftentimes always say, I know when I used to teach parenting workshops, and oftentimes I would say that, being a parent, you know, whether it's a mother or a father, is the most important and impactful job, that responsibility that you will have, but it's the least amount of experience that you have, the least amount of education that you have, because I always look at it, you know, it's a job. So what do you do when you are applying for a job? What do they ask you? They generally ask what? For experience, what's your experience? What's your background? How long were you at this job? What did you study? What's your educational background? None of that. And children come without, because I know when I had my son, they didn't send me out. They sent me out with, I think, they may have given me like some starter diapers or something, I don't know, and some coupons for if I wanted to buy, you know, like certain food, like I forgot the different product, but they give you a little pack they put together back then. Now, this was a long time ago. But there was no instructional booklet in there on how to be a parent. And so, you know, with that said, I mean, we don't know. That's why it's important for us, I believe, if we're doing something that works as a parent, then I believe that it's so important for us to share. I know many times when we would be in workshops, I would ask parents to share. They would, you know, talk about, you know, the age of their kids and how they handled the situation or how they encouraged them. Because it has always been amazing to me that, you know, it's a total learn-on-the-job experience, right? And as we go on, and we definitely make mistakes because we don't know it all, and that's kind of how we learn. But I'm so, so glad that you shared that and that you did realize that, you know, she did what she knew. And I just feel that oftentimes that's what we do. We do what we know to do, and we're hoping it's the best, Sometimes it may be, sometimes it may not be. And I definitely want Minister Jacqueline to chime in on this.
For all the listeners, Mother's Day is a very special day. A very special day to me and to all the mothers, but especially for those who have suffered. And I hate to say a loss because your loved one isn't lost. You know, I always say they're just sleeping. Now, coming from one that had a mother that passed, and Mother's Day, it's very hard when you can't pick up the phone or you can't send a card and you can't hear the voice of your mother. It's very, very painful. It's very hard to really celebrate. But what makes it even harder is one that has lost, or shall I say has another one that passed. And some of you believe in loss and say loss, but having a child, not just the mother, but also the passing of a child, is very, very difficult. The pain is different from the passing of the mother, from the passing of a child. The child that calls you mom, that's a voice you'll never hear again. All you have is memories, and that's memories of both the mother and the child. So it's very difficult. When I think about the two, the Mother's Day isn't that wonderful because, you know, I have two. A mother that I could possibly call and share my pain with is not there. The passing of my son, and you still have nobody, but prayer. For anybody that is going through what I'm going through, there's still hope. I throw myself in the others that I can make their day wonderful. I can still pick up the phone and wish others a happy Mother's Day. I have other friends that have lost, or shall I say again, a loved one that has passed, a mother and a child. You know, to be able to even make their day, to be there for them. And I spend my Mother's Day trying to make Mother's Day special for those who have their child that passed away. And some were their only children, their only child, rather. And knowing their pain, you know, I felt, hey, I can send them something, an e-card, you know, just a message and let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you. I know what you're going through right now because I'm there. But I got to believe in God that, you know, he gets me through it. He keeps me going. And I think about the Serenity Prayer, you know, and God is my strength in order to be able to stand for those who can't, for those who are suffering, who's hurting. So, you know, for those, I understand. And that's what I believe, you know, this topic is all about, is sharing. And it's okay to share your pain. That's what we're here for, is to lift one another up. We are all sisters in Christ. And that's what we're supposed to be there, to hear how you feel. And to say, well, hey, if you need somebody to talk to, we're here for you to get you through a difficult day as Mother's Day. And it's still not too late to not think of ourselves. You know, yes, it's hard. It's very hard to think, I can't hear my son's voice. I can't sit here, you know, and keep waiting for the phone to ring and say, hi, Mom, happy Mother's Day. I can't say I can pick up the phone and say that either. But I can say that to somebody else, even though it's not my own. I can still make somebody else special.
Yes, thank you, Minister Jacqueline, so much for sharing. And I do understand the loss of her mom. My mom has, she was promoted to heaven. It's been 24 years ago. Actually, and it doesn't get any easier. I've had, you know, people ask me that have, you know, lost a mom, like, how does it get better? And I said, you know, you keep praying. I think about my mother every single day, and but it really doesn't really get any easier, because just like you said, Jacqueline, mm-hmm. you know, just knowing, being able to pick up the phone and call her. And,
yes.
you know, sometimes you kind of catch yourself, because I'll kind of catch myself and say, man, you know, I can't call her or have a conversation or, you know, invite her to an event or something that I'm doing. And she was yes. just so supportive with absolutely everything. She was my rock solid support of you know, everything
yes.
I did. And so, yeah, so it doesn't get easier. And so.
No, it does.
But that through. What has helped me was through prayer, and
yes.
And knowing what would help me was is knowing that, because the last few years she was having some health situations, and just to know that she was no longer suffering, that's what comforted me. And
exactly.
when I think about her, yeah, when I think about her to this day. I would think, well, wow. And then I would think, wow, but she is at peace and she's no longer suffering. So that's what helps me when I really think of anyone who has passed away, especially when they were having, you know, some health issues and just, you know, so that's what helps me. But
exactly.
Thank you so much for sharing, and I hope this helps a little too, ma'am. And thank you. I certainly appreciate you calling in to share. I'm certain that you know, that's really helping. You know, other persons. And that's what I really, my major aim on this show is to be able to encourage and inspire and uplift. So I'm really hoping, even though we're celebrating mothers, and guys, you know, you can certainly call in and just share, you know, or send us a message to just share. And it could be about your mom. It could be, you know, your sister, maybe Happy Mother's Day. You want to say Happy Mother's Day to her or your aunt or, you know, a bonus mom, a grandmother. And because I know grandmothers are, I've met so many grandmothers probably over the last probably 15 years that have just been put into that role. They've been thrusted into that role because something has happened to, you know, one of the parents, and they have taken upon themselves to make sure that they raise, you know, that child as well, which is not always, you know, very, very easy to do. But I just say through faith is what helps you. And, and I certainly, and I certainly do appreciate it. And I didn't know, our caller, I think you're still on. Caller, are you still with us? Okay, yeah, So can you hear us?
Can I comment on that?
Yes. Oh, I was going to ask you, if you would, if there was anything that you would like to comment. But can you, can I hold you over just for a few moments? Okay, we're going to take we're going to take a quick break, everyone, and then we are going to come right back into this conversation again. And we're talking, you know, we're remembering our mothers, and so with, if you want to share, you can feel free to do that. 516-418-5894. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to courteouspublications.com, that's C-O-U-R-T-E-O-U-S, publications.com, click on Books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications,
CourteousPublishing.com, CourteousPublishing.com, or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and thank you all for joining us. In case you are just joining us late, no worries. You will be able to go back and listen to the episode in its full entirety. And so we are talking about Mother's Day. We're talking about how are you celebrating? How did you celebrate? You can share how you celebrated Mother's Day, or we're also talking about and remembering mothers who have lost children. And we have Minister Jacqueline with us, and she is one of those mothers, and she has been sharing her heart, and I'm sure it's been ministering to others. Is that what we certainly want to do today? And you can join the conversation if you'd like, 516-418-5894. I am getting some of your messages. I will be going to those very shortly, and you can, you know, feel free to just feel free to let us know what you would like to share. Okay, so I do want to go back to our caller previously, and so you're certainly you can certainly respond. We'll give you an opportunity to, so you can go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I can speak on all three topics. I can speak on the loss of a mother. I can speak on the loss of a child, and I can speak on being a grandmother that's being a mother. So I'll speak on the loss of a mother first. Much too often, we doesn't give ourselves as mothers much credit that we're due, because we're so busy trying to be what our kids need of us and what we know that we deserve to be given them. And that's, it's not easy. We have to work. We have to cater to our kids as little ones. When they get older, they on their own, but you still as a mother, regardless how old they get. So we have to cater to them. We have to be there to nurture them. We got to be there to encourage them. We got to be up to pour on our game. And sometimes we can't come home and say we're tired. Even though we worn out, we still got that push, that go. We got to keep going and going and going. And just to make sure that kid gets what they need, not only what their needs are, but sometimes their wants too. And being that, we wear ourselves really thin, and some of us are wives, mothers, and, you know, to our kids. And it's a responsibility. And like you said, we didn't come with a manual. We figured that it was on-the-job experience, on-the-job learning, mistakes being made, trials and errors, sometimes a lot of tears and heartaches, pain, because we know we have to make it work in order for our child, our children, to be more productive in life and get them that start, that foundation. And I must say that's what my mom did. My mother did that for us. And like I said, I didn't see it till I was much older, but thank God I seen it. He opened my eyes. I seen the light. And to touch on losing a kid, oh, wow. Miss Jacqueline says we ain't gonna use the word lost. They're asleep. Well, anyway, my kid has passed and it super exceeds the loss of my mom. It's not that I love my mama any less, because I love my mama with my whole heart, but it's something about being a mother that when you have that kid, the 9 months that you carry that kid, it's a bonding goes on in the process. And it's a lot of pain and suffering when it's time for labor and delivery. But when that kid comes out, you forget all about the pain and the suffering. All you see is that beautiful little baby that you brought into this world that God allowed you to carry for 9 months. And now to be a parent to, so much joy supersedes all the labor pain. And you're loving this kid with everything you have. And so then turning around, raised my baby for 25 years, and God came to say he was ready for her. And then you have to let go. You have to let go. And I've learned, Jacqueline has helped me through, it's all right to let go. It's all right to let go, because they're not going far. We know where they're at. All we got to do is make it to the promised land where they're at. And that's our job on this side of the earth, is to make it where they are. And she worked with me and worked with me. And now it made my life a whole lot easier. Just knowing that she understood me. And it's not easy losing a child. And you can say, yeah, I understand. No, you do not, until you have lost a child. And your child has passed on. And like Jacqueline was saying, no more picking up the phone, hearing their voice on the other side of that line. No more here having Mother's Day, Mother. It's no more here, Mother, I love you. It's no more here having birthday, Mom. You mean the world to me. It's no more. So that pain super exceed losing a parent, because that child passed through you. That child was part of you. That child will forever be in your heart. And there's something that no one, and everybody deals through the loss of their child differently. It's not no one person I have ever met that went through the same thing. Yep, we all lost a child. Some of us, our only, because that was my only. And in that loss, it's totally different than, say, Miss Jacqueline's or mine's. It's totally different. Our kids was totally different. We're different people, different individuals. That's going through a different hurt, a different loss. But the same concept, we lost our child. And it feels as though it's a hole in your heart that you keep pouring into, but can never fill. And the only person, the only one that can fulfill that is Jesus. It's God. He's the only one who can take you and mend your broken heart, if you allow him. And that's what Ms. Jacqueline is working with me on. She's working with me a whole lot on that. And I love you, sis.
I love you, too.
And it's a hurt. And it don't get easier. It just gets bearable. But you can bear the pain and the hurt. Because when these birthday comes around and these Mother Days come around and these holidays, Christmas, Easter, you go through some things. It's not that you're not a Christian. It's not that you don't believe in God. It's just that we're human. We flesh. We hurt. We cry. We long. And after it's all said and done, sometimes the only person that can help you is Jesus. And he'll send somebody to you. He may not come down and say, well, this, now you're free. But he'll send somebody to tell you that we're going through the same experience. somebody who knows what you're feeling to come to your rescue. Oh, he does that. He mends our broken hearts. And for me, Jacqueline has done that day in and day out. And yes, Jacqueline is my sister. We got the same mother, same father. That's why I can tell you, because she helped me. She's still helping me. Even though she went through a loss of her own, her son, my nephew, our mother, she's still there nurturing her little sister like big sister does. And I can thank God for my sister, because my sister is not a selfish person. She's trying to help all. And deprive herself in the process of helping, because she know how much it is to help others. And she gets so much pleasure out of helping somebody that's broken, out of helping them see it's a better day. It's like it say, we've been in the door for a night, but in the morning come joy. And she's that breath of joy to help push you through to get you to the next day. And about the grandparents, like I said, I lost my daughter, my only child. She had two children she has after complications of birth to the baby. Her last one was 3 days old when she got admitted to the hospital, and 3 weeks old when she passed. So I could touch on that too, you know. We raising our grandkids, and we're doing the best we can. Trying not to make the same mistakes we made with ours and our parents made with us. And in doing all that, we miss out on being a grandparent because we're so busy trying to fulfill the position of a parent. So it's a double standard, because we want so much to do like most normal grandparents. Fill them up with candy, sugar, send them back to mom and dad, let mom and dad deal with the aftermath. But when you're that parent, you can't send them anywhere. They home with you. You can't be their friend. You're too busy trying to be a parent. And not that I want to be their friend, because I wasn't my daughter's friend, because I wasn't put here to be a friend. Yeah, I was hoping maybe that come to the process, but my job was to be a parent, because they had lots of friends that someone's going to uplift them. Some was going to get mad, not speak to them for a couple of days. Some they may never speak to again. My job was to uplift them when their friends let them down, when they fall, when they make mistakes, when they need to be loved, when they need to be told how much they worth and how much they mean. So Jacqueline and myself didn't so much have the time of being a grandparent, we were so busy trying to be a parent and step in and give this child, these children, what they needed to help them succeed in this world. And I always remember that we need to put God first. And if we put him first, he'll always get us to the finish line. He'll get us to the finish line. If we just hold on and endure what we go through, sometimes it's painful, but we got to go along with the process, because the process is molding us into what God already created us to be. And if we let him continue and we follow the process, when we get to the end of that finish line and he'll go and say, well done, my child, we just run the race. It's not how fast we get there. It's how much we can endure while we own the pace of getting to where we need to be. And again, thank you. Shout out. Thank you so much, sis.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call in and share your heart. And guys, I'm going to see if I can get through these messages before we run out of time. We're down to about 10 minutes. But I do want to share the messages. And also, I am going to afterwards ask Minister Jacqueline, if she would take a moment to pray for
for everyone and certainly to pray for those who have lost children. I'm going to have her do that in just a moment. I do want to go ahead and share a couple of messages that I've received. Miss Donna, my mom is special because she was patient and loving to all of her children. There are 9 of us. Her name is Roxanne Myers. We live in Savannah. Thank you so much for sharing that about your mom, Roxanne. And let's see. Hello, Donna. My wife's name is Bridget Baker, and I want to shout her out. She was a single mom taking care of 2 kids on her own until she met me. She is one of the kindest and loving persons that I know. We live in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you so much, and certainly shout out to Bridget. There is one here that says, let's see, Miss Donna, happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you for that. My mother was not very nice. In fact, she was abusive to 3 of us. We never understood but had to forgive her. The Johnson family. And she has her, Callie Myers. I think Callie Myers is her name. And so thank you for sharing and be encouraged, because we said that at the beginning, that we don't know what, sometimes we don't know what to do and may not be doing, the right thing of what we should be doing, but sometimes doing what we know to do. So Callie, thank you for sharing that. Here's one. It says, Miss Donna, I lost my daughter when she was 33. I now am the mom and grandmom to her 3 children. It has been 7 years, and it has been difficult, but I have hung in there. My daughter was a great mom, but was involved in an accident. Her name was Misty. Thanks for sharing this. And this comes from Sarah in Louisiana, and she has, thank you for your show. I am crying, but these are tears that needed to be released. So thank you all for sending those in. And Minister Jackson, would you kindly take about 2 minutes to just kind of pray for those who maybe having difficulty on, this day of celebration. But like I said, I wanted to remember those who, may not be feeling as festive because they have lost a child. So if you could take a couple moments to do that, because I want to make sure before the show ends that you're able to pray, if you don't mind, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, dear Lord. We want to give thanks and praise to you. We want to lift up your name, O Lord God. We want to thank you for waking us up this morning to see another day. And as mothers, O Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the mothers that did give birth to us and those who did not but were standing in the gap of our real mothers. O Lord God, thank you for sending these people in our life or putting us in theirs. Lord God, we know we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these mothers that has given birth, who has stepped up to the plate to be mothers to us. Lord God, we may not have had perfect parents, but no one, Lord, we know is perfect. But we learn from what they did give, Lord Jesus, because either way, Lord God, we know that you've given us, we can pick and choose friends, but we can't pick and choose our parents. But we still give you thanks, Lord God, for what you did give us. And Lord Jesus, we thank you not for what we have, but also for what we don't have in our life, because we know you had a purpose for the ones we had, and that purpose was fulfilled. Lord God, give us the peace that we need right now to move forward, Lord God, to move forward for the purpose that you have for us who are still here. Lord God, we loved our loved ones, our mothers, our children. Lord God, we know that you are in control over everything, Lord God. And we know that it was you, your divine, that for our loved ones, Lord God, but just give us the peace, Lord, and the joy in our lives again. We need you, Lord, more of you. And we need to be able to stand firm against the enemies out there that is fighting against us from all directions, oh Lord God, because we know with you we have everything we need. We know that our loved ones that we no longer have here with us, we know we can always go to prayer. We can pray. They will forever live on in our hearts. Lord God, we thank you for what you have given us, the memory of our loved ones that we can keep safe in our hearts. Lord God, thank you for all that you do and all that we know you will do for us. And Lord God, we pray and give praise to you for what we have, not what we no longer have, because you have what you have taken from us. You have them back again. And someday we will join them. Lord God, in your precious Son Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. And in case you all may have joined the show a little later, I do want to say that you certainly will be able to go back and, you know, listen to the entire episode because they will archive. And thank you to those who reached out. Certainly always appreciate that. And that those of you who listen each and every day or every time we're on, every week, thank you so much for that as well. If you have an etiquette topic or question you'd like to have us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. And, you know, remember the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated, and hopefully that's in a kind manner. We appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And, guys, I'm so sorry I was unable to get any other callers on this evening, but I certainly wanted to be able to, you know, make the show be able to really minister to those who are needing, really needing it. We celebrate and love all mothers. And again, we are certainly continuing to lift you in prayer. I do want to say that next week, of course, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and next week, Ebony Johnson will return. She's been on, I think maybe last month, and she's the mental health advocate that shared her story. And she's going to return on next week, and we're going to have another great conversation. And thank you all so much. And Minister Jacqueline, thank you certainly for,
thank you,
you know, for really praying and ministering to, and guys, you know, and we'll continue to certainly lift you in prayer. And as I said, and I'm just so glad that the God placed on my heart to do this really portion of the show. And the names, I did want to get shared some of the names. We're kind of running out of time, but, you know, those who are just precious and that I know, which is Carol and Sabine and Takima, Ms. D, Carrie, Ms. Pat, Ms. Marsha, Ms. Gwen, Sheila, and of course, Jacqueline, Ms. Norma, and Patsy, you are all certainly just so special to me. I know you all personally, and I'm hoping that this show was able to allow some kind of comfort for you this evening. That certainly was my prayer, okay? Again, thanks everyone for listening. We so appreciate it. And good night. Take care. And God bless. We will speak to you again on next week. And by the way, anyone that you know that may also, be in the situation where they have lost a child, especially, please feel free to share this episode with them, okay? I do believe that it will certainly minister to them, and that was the main objective for this evening. Again, thank you all for sharing your hearts this evening, knowing that it could not be an easy thing to do this evening. Of course, those of us who have lost a mom, it's still very challenging, no matter how long it's been. And certainly praying for those, again, who have lost a child. So once again, thank you all so much for joining this evening. Good night. Take care. And God bless again. We'll talk again soon. In fact, we'll talk again next week. And if any of you, that were not able to get on tonight, I'm going to invite you to call back. We can begin the show on next week if you'd like to continue to speak about our mothers. Okay, so again, thank you all for joining us. Good night. Take care, and God bless each and every one of you. All right, and we'll talk again next week. Good night, and take care. God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.